1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon as we get sent for the men's game between Hastings College and Briarcliff. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And coach, after four games at home, be a different feeling here today against Briarcliff.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about being road tough and going on the road. And, of course, that started, you know, way back when, early in the season, where we talked about we don't care where we go or where we're playing, whether it's Hastings or on the road. Obviously, you like to play at home. You got a home crowd and all that. But you got to be tough enough to go on the road. So it's a great test for us tomorrow.
I know Briarcliff has always pointed to Hastings as a big game, especially at home. We beat them by 29 points earlier in the season. They'll be ready for us this time.
Oh, no question. We talked about we got to play angry. You know, that they're going to come in there. They're going to be angry, obviously, because they're going to take a look at film from the first game. And so we have to come out with great intensity, with great purpose from the opening tip, and we've got to sustain that for 40 minutes.
Coming off of a 71-66 win over Concordia the other night, just your feelings on that game?
You know, we really persevered because we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. We shot 41%, but we hung in there, and we found a way to lead at the end of the game, and then we held on. Concordia, I thought, played really well, and of course, you know, we talked about a pregame that they had were leading Dort 31-15, leading by 8 at half. So Concordia is really close. They're right there, and it was a big win for us because obviously each game you're trying to stay at the top of the standings because every game matters so much in the league.
And these games are being magnified because we're staying at the top of the standings. We got a big ball game next Saturday with Dort, but this one today not going to be as big as that one if we lose this one.
Right. We always talk about our most important game is our next game, and so our next game is Briarcliff, and that's the one that we're focused on and we got to take care of business on. You know, obviously, we're 10-2 in the league. Briarcliff isn't very far behind. Neither is Morningside, neither is Midland, and Dort's at the top of the league. So you're kind of bunched up top, and it's very easy, you know, to go on a slide because the teams are very capable. So you have to be at your best all the time, and that's what we're focused on.
What about the Concordia ball game? Like you said, we didn't shoot the ball extremely well in that ball game. Perseville just kind of hung in there and scratched it out at the end.
Yeah, you know, we really did. And again, I thought we got a tremendous effort from Brandon Krause. I mean, he, I think, scores 14 points, grabs 9 rebounds, and also guards Voigt, makes it very difficult for Voigt to catch the ball and takes him pretty much out of the Concordia offense. So he did a tremendous amount of things, hit some big buckets late in the game, got to the free throw line. Brady found his stroke late. He wasn't shooting the ball well early, but he hung in there, hit a couple threes late, made some free throws. So yeah, we just hung in there, we persevered, and I thought we defended really well.
Let's talk about Brady. He didn't shoot the ball well, especially early. He has an act of getting to the free throw line, especially late in the ballgame.
Yeah, he sure does. And, you know, it's a situation you want to get the ball in his hands when you get to the bonus or the double bonus because he's such an accurate free throw shooter. And he's just a smart player. He knows how to draw contact. He knows how to use fakes. He knows how to get himself open. He makes great decisions with the ball.
Defensively, we were pretty good. We held them to 37% shooting in the ballgame, like 32% in the second half. So defensively, we were pretty solid.
Yeah, we really were, and we had to be, you know, because we talked about that a lot early in the year, that we have to find a way to win games in different ways. We can't just rely on shooting the ball well. If you rely on that, you're going to have trouble because you're not always going to shoot it well. You're playing in different gyms. Some days your legs may not be as good as other days. There's a lot of factors that are involved there. But defense is something you can always control, and you've got to control if you're going to win consistently.
I know that's been a kind of a work in progress. Are you happy with the defensive effort here as of late?
Oh, I think our progress has been good on it. You know, against Briar, we're going to see a ton of ball screens. I mean, they just set a lot of ball screens, and so obviously we focused on ball screen defense. And last time we played them, we did a great job, and we talked about we've got to be great again. If we're not great in ball screen defense, holding somebody to the total we held them to the first time, which I think was 58, there's a reason that happened, and it's intensity and it's cohesiveness and it's 5-1, and we've got to do that again on Saturday.
We did that at home, and now we got to duplicate that on the road.
No question. And so that's a mindset. That's an attitude of when we get on the bus and we get off the bus that we're mentally prepared to go. I think all of our players understand what needs to be done. Now you have to get your mindset to go out and do it.
Beat this team 87-58 the first time around. I think it was 44-22 at halftime. They shoot like 22-23% in the first half. Obviously, they're going to shoot better than that here on their home floor.
Oh, I think they're probably going to shoot the ball better, especially if we give them space. I mean, we've got to get to the shot. We've got to get to the shooter. We've got to close out to the shot first. And I think Coach Hofstetter can tell you that the first time score means nothing. She just beat a team in Morningside that beat them pretty bad the first time, and she did a great job getting them ready. So you can't look at the previous score because this is a totally new day and a new place and a new gym happens to be at their place. So, again, we've just got to be ready to take care of our business.
And you take a look at that ball game. Why were we successful that first time around?
I think, again, it started with defense. We got great ball pressure on Graves, wreaked havoc on him up at the point. Wellesley did a great job on Auding, who's averaging about 20 points a game. And so that'll be a similar matchup coming up here. And I thought collectively we defended well, and offensively we pushed the ball and we got good shots.
Talk about Zach Auding. He is their leading scorer, averaging 19 points per ball game, a couple of rebounds per game, shoots pretty well from the field.
He really does. If you look at his numbers, he's taken 200-and-something shots, 250-something, and only 50 of them are threes. He does shoot the three well, but he still has a preference, I think, to drive it and get to the free throw line. I think he went to the free throw line 11 or 12 or 14 times against D-Dub, and he's been trying to do that. So we've got to get to the shot, but we also have to not give up angles to him, straight-line drives.
This is a team that is ranked among the nation's best as far as three-point shooting. I think they're 13th in the nation this week, so they will fire up the three.
Yeah, you know, and I think they're in the top 10. I think they're sixth in scoring at about 85 points a game. So definitely you have to – they're very similar to Morningside from the standpoint of both of those teams shoot the ball well from the perimeter. You have to make them bounce it. You have to close out to the shot first. And then your rotations have to be good if they do bounce it.
A kid that pops up on these statistics, Clayton Harrell, a kid that only played 5 minutes against this the first time around. But I'll tell you what, he's averaging 13 points per game.
Yeah, no question. I think he had a hand issue the first time. I don't know what happened to him, but he didn't come back in the game, didn't play much. He's certainly a guy that we're aware of. He is a three-point maker, as we call him. His shots, I don't know, he's got 150 or 170 attempts, and most of them are threes, like 75, 80% of them are threes. So there's a guy that you obviously want to get there and make him bounce it because his priority is to catch and shoot.
Which one are some of the things we absolutely have to get done here today?
Well, I think number one, it starts with urgency and transition defense. You can't give them clean looks at the basket in transition. Number two, our ball screen defense has to be great again, like it was when we played in Hastings. Number three, the first time we played on the glass, we won the battle 38-26. And so that's an area that we've got to win again on Saturday.
This is a team that's going to put some points on the scoreboard. They're amongst the leaders in point production at about 85 points per ball game. So these guys are going to score.
Well, let's hope not, because that means we haven't done our job, because we know that the way to win is to guard people. And a team like Briarcliff, if you let them get out of the gates quick and they get some open looks and they get some confidence, then you're going to be in for a long day. But if you come out, you take care of your business, you're focused, you have a purpose, and you lock them down early, then some seeds of doubt might creep in. So a quick start is really imperative for us to get out of the gates and to send the message that we're going to make it tough on you again.
That's always the case on the road. You want to get out to a quick start and put any doubt in everybody's minds, not only the crowd, but the players.
Oh, I think for sure. And I think especially, Mike, when you've beaten somebody the first time and handled them pretty well, that they're going to be fired up. They're going to have that anger thing going, you know, that, hey, we want to get these guys. But I tell you what, if you come out and you lock down and it's hard for them to get shots, then they may start thinking, well, boy, these guys just have us figured out. And so that's what we want to do. That's our job. And again, it makes no difference whether it's in Hastings or Sioux City, because, you know, it's a 94-foot floor and the rims are 10 feet high. It's a matter of getting out and competing and doing the job.
Injury-wise, we look pretty good. We're as healthy as we have been for a while.
Yeah, you know, Carson came back, and I don't know that he's 100%. I think his foot still bothers him some. I thought he did some nice things the other night. Keem's coming back from a knee injury. He practiced yesterday. Looked like he was back at a better speed than he has been at. So Tobin's had some swelling in his knee, you know, from his hyperextended knee. So we're just trying to get healthy, and guys are stepping up and making plays. You know, Kraus coming in the lineup, obviously, the last two games has been a huge factor for us.
Carson, we just bulk a little bit and get him slowly into maybe what he was doing before, playing-wise?
Yeah, I think, you know, you got to kind of work your way back in. Anytime you miss, you know, two and a half weeks of action, first of all, you're working your way into game shape. You're trying to get your timing back. Basketball is such a rhythm game that, you know, even being out 3 or 4 days sometimes can have a toll on you. But when you're talking about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, getting your rhythm back. But he did a great job the other night, and Carson is a great team guy. He's always ready to go. You could call his name with 30 seconds left in the game, and he'd go out there and he'd give you everything he has.
Okay, Gus.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Bill Gavers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, come back and check the starting lineups and more. You're listening to Bronco Basketball Today on 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City today. Hastings College women winning the first ball game today, 76-72 over the Chargers. We've got game number two coming up next with the guys. Hastings coming in, a record of 16 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Broncos sitting at 10-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, the Chargers, they are 14-8 on the season. They are 7-5 in the conference. Hastings beat this team earlier this season back at Hastings by the score of 87-58. Talked about that ball game during the pregame show with the coach. Hastings looking to duplicate their feat here this afternoon in Sioux City. Brian Cliff, not too shabby of a basketball team. It's a team that averages 84.5 points per ball game on offense. They give up 79.0 on defense. They are second in the conference in offensive production at 84.5, and they are next to the last giving up points at 79 points per ball game. Briar Cliff is sixth in the conference in field goal percentage at 48%. They're number three in three-point shooting at 38%, and they are number three in free throw shooting at 74%. The leading scorer for Briar Cliff is Zach Otting. He is averaging 19.8 points per ball game. That is number five in the conference. Hastings College, again, the record is 16-5, 10-2 in the conference. They're coming off of 3 wins at home over Midland, Morningside, and most recently over Concordia, winning over the Dogs by the score of 71-66. Briar Cliff, they're coming off of a loss to Dakota Wesleyan the other day in Mitchell by the score of 84-81. Before that, they had won 3 games themselves, winning over Mount Marty 87-64, winning over Midland 68-66 now at the Tyson Event Center here in Sioux City, and also beating Concordia by the score of 91-85. So the Chargers definitely going to be an obstacle here today for Hastings College. If the Broncos don't play well, they could be in for a real tussle here against the team that they beat back at home by the score of 87-58. We'll get to the starting lineups today, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, Brent Wells, a 6'4" and senior out of Elbin, Nebraska. Also, Brady Lohman, 6'2", a senior out of Norfolk. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'4" junior out of Lincoln. Also, Brandon Krause getting his second straight starts today for Hastings, a 6'2" junior out of Lincoln. And Zach Lena also starting for the Broncos. He's a 6'4" junior out of Omaha. The Briar Cliff Chargers are going to be dressed in their gold uniforms here today, trimmed and lettered in blue. We'll get to the starters as they're going to be introduced here in front of the hometown fans. Here's Ricky Torres getting a start. Torres is a 6'6" junior out of Denison, Iowa. Also getting a start here is going to be Shane Graves. Graves, a 5'11" freshman out of Sioux City. Also, Clay Harold. Clay Harold is a 6'2" sophomore out of Williams, Iowa. Here's Brian Forbes. He's a 6'4" freshman out of Lone Tree, Iowa. And then the other starter will be Zach Otting, a 6'4" junior out of Peosa, Iowa. Your starting lines today are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings going to be dressed in their road crimson uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the gray. And the Chargers are in their traditional homestanding gold uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. The women's team was dressed in pink earlier today, pink and black on the Cancer versus Coaches weekend here in the NAIA. So Hastings College looking for their 4th straight win here looking to keep pace with the Dort defenders. That would set up a meeting next Saturday with Dort for the conference lead in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but Hastings needs to take care of business here today to get to that big ball game next Saturday. Zach Lennon will tip things off against Torres for the Briarcliff Chargers. Ball is in the air. The tap is controlled by Hastings. Brandon Krause has got the ball for Hastings. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. This ball game is underway. Ryan Wald goes down in the corner. There's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Brent Wells, and the rebound comes down here to the Chargers. Running back the other way is going to be Clay Harold. Now to Zach Otting. He's their leading scorer. Otting gets it into the hands of Graves. Graves comes back out to Otting. He's matched up with Brent Wells. Wells, he always draws the toughest defensive assignment, and he'll have his hands full here today. There's a Graves with the ball down and underneath the basket. We got a foul called here on Hastings. Graves was moving the baseline or moving down the baseline, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Broncos. It's going to go on Lena. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first team foul number one in the Broncos. Briarcliff will play things in. That's Zach Otting with the ball on the far sideline. Circles around to the top of the key. Gives the ball away now to Forbes. Forbes holds the ball to the far sideline. Now to Shane Graves behind his screen. Shane Graves with the ball, reverses it, comes out here to Forbes for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Torres, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot, and he's hammered on the play. Torres got the offensive board, and now he'll go to the free throw line. A personal foul was called on Brent Wells. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Hastings. Going to the line will be Torres. He's a 67% foul shooter in the season. He's 61 out of 90. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. He'll have two shots. His first one is down through the hole. Briarcliff, the third best free throw shooting team in the conference at 74%. Here's the next shot. It's going to be good by Torres. And Briarcliff will grab the early 2-0 lead over Hastings. Now the Chargers will apply some pressure back here. Brandon Krause will bring the ball up for Hastings. Races it into the offensive zone. Krause goes over to Tobin Reinwald. Free throw line extended right side. Here's Zach Lynn inside the free throw circle. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Reinwald had a rebound, and he's fouled in the play. A foul here will go on Briarcliff. It's going to go on Otting. That's going to be his first team foul number one on the Chargers. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brandon Krause looking. Comes to Lohman on the baseline. He fakes the long-range jumper, but can't pull the trigger. Retreats out here in the three-point territory. Now to Krause. He drives out on the left side of the lane. Stops. He's double-teamed. Krause comes out to Lohman. They reverse it and come over here to the right side. That's Tobin Reinwald. Dribbles into the free throw line. Leaves it down on the baseline. Now to Zach Lena. Lena in the lane. Puts a man in the air. Still can't put up a shot. Back out to Tobin for three. His shot is up there. It rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Forbes. Brian Forbes now for Briarcliff. Down the right sideline. Down in the corner. That's Zach Otting with the ball. He drives it against Tobin. Reverses and goes to the basket. His shot no good. Lena with a rebound. 2-0 is the score. Briarcliff has got the lead. Here comes Hastings back with the basketball. Brandon Krause hustling into the forecourt behind the screen. Krause moves it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Tries to shovel the ball off. He does to Tobin. Now in the lane. Here's Wellesley. Puts it up there. No good. Rebound Lena. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound Torres. Zach Lena misses one from point blank range. Rebound comes down to Torres. Down the near sideline to Graves. Shane Graves comes out in the three-point territory to Forbes. Now Otting, free throw line extended left side. Otting puts it on the floor, picks up the dribble now, throws it over to Torres, now to Graves. Graves holds the ball as he angles in here inside the three-point arc, takes the ball down on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Now to Torres, back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Forbes, no good. Rebound comes down to Brandon Krause of Hastings. Now to Brady Lohman hustling into the forecourt. Lohman on the right elbow. Down in the corner, Tobin Reinwald has got it. They lob it inside to Brent Wells. He's double-teamed. A pass in the lane. Deflected away from Lena. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Ryan Forbes of Briarcliff. 17-24 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Briarcliff by the score of 2-0. Broncos will play things in. Right side of their basket down here on the baseline. Brandon Krause looking. Finally gets it into Wells. Wells on the left side of the lane. He backs up now. Wells backs up, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Torres, and the ball is recovered here by Forbes. Forbes gets it away to the near sideline to Graves. He drives it against Lohman. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Torres. Across the top to Forbes. Now on the right sideline where the ball is Otting. Otting holds it out here in three-point territory, and he hands the ball away to Brian Forbes. Forbes back out near the 10-second line. He gives it away to Shane Graves. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Runs into Lohman in a traveling violation. Shane Graves just trying to power his way toward the goal there against Brady Lohman. He's whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Briarcliff here in the ball game. Hastings has the ball. 2-0 is the score. Briarcliff has got the lead. 16:50 to play here in the first half. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball now for the Broncos. Goes to Lohman. High left side. Lohman feeds it in. Tobin Reinwald puts a shoulder down. Puts up a shot. It's up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores. He puts a shoulder into Zach Otting. Kind of bounces off of him and gets the field goal in the lane. Reinwald's first field goal of the ball game. Hastings comes back to tie the score up at 2 points apiece. Forbes lobs the ball inside to Torres. He spins toward the baseline, loses control of the ball, out of bounds. Good job there defensively by Zach Lena. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Akeem Morissot. Also coming in will be Jake Amber. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Now Morissot's got the ball for the Broncos. He'll clear things out. Gets into the offensive zone on the left sideline. Gets the ball now to Lohman out here. Brady Lohman out to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger holds the ball to Akeem over on the left side. To Wells, top of the key. High right side, Brady Lohman has got it. Now to Hamburger to Akeem Morissot. Morissot comes to Hamburger. Now to Brady Lohman as they pass the ball around the perimeter. There's an entry pass. They get it to Wells. His bounce pass down the lane is going to be knocked out of bounds. Kicked out of bounds there by Briarcliff, and Hastings will play things in. Here comes Abu falling into the ball game now for Hastings. Coming in for Briarcliff is going to be Austin Leffler. Leffler is averaging 4 points and about one rebound per game for the Chargers this year. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. We've had 4 points scored between the two teams in the first 4 minutes of the game. Here's a woman here on the right sideline. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Woman, long-range jumper from the corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Shane Graves. Graves runs her back the other way for the Chargers. Flips it away to Brian Forbes. Here for Briarcliff. Here's Austin Leffler with the ball. Leffler to the far sideline. That's Otting. He moves it down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Dribbles in the lane. Now spins. Puts up a shot of a Wells. Good. Zach Otting scores. He's the third best scorer in the fifth best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 19.8 points per ball game. He gives Briarcliff the lead here. 4-2 is the score. The Chargers out on top of the Broncos today. Here's Lohman with the ball, not a Hamburger. Bounce pass into Abu. Abu backs up, kicks her back out. Hamburger for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and they give the ball to Briarcliff. The Chargers will play things in. Into the ball game now is going to be Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams comes in now for the Chargers, replacing Torres. 4-2 is the score. 15 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Briarcliff has got the lead. Akeem Morissot will now attack here in backcourt. Bring the ball up is going to be Shane Graves. Brings it across the 10-second line. Morissot running his face defensively. Graves moves it to the right side. Now reverses the ball to Forbes. Now to Otting. Circling around. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouling the play. Zach Otting moves it right down the lane and scores there for Briarcliff, and he is fouling the play. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Zach Otting. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on a Boo fall. Abu picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. Zach Otting to the line. 89% for the season. That is second best in the conference. His shot is up there. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Wells on the baseline. So it's 6-2. Briarcliff out on top of Hastings. Here's Hamburger from deep right corner. Cross-court pass goes to Wells. Takes the ball to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Brent Wells leading in there and scoring for the Broncos. That's his first field goal. 6-4 now. Hastings within 2 points again. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way. Here's a push now on Hamburger. Going down with the ball was Brian Forbes. Hamburger is hit with a personal foul. A pushing foul there on Jake. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Or check that. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. 14:34 to play. They play it into Ricky Williams on the left side. Out of Graves, top of the key, down in the corner. Otting for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Lohman, and he's fouled into play. He is fouled there by Brian Forbes of Briarcliff. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Reinwald. Coming out will be Wells. Checking in is going to be Austin Poland now for the Briarcliff Chargers. He's going to replace Brian Forbes. 6-4. Briarcliff has got a 2-point lead. Hastings with the ball, and now Lohman is knocked down on the far sideline. Knocked down over there by the Chargers. Getting into him was Austin Holman, who just checked into the ball game as well. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in. That's team foul number 3 on the Chargers in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings. It is 6-4. Akeem Morissot with the ball. Here's Jake Hamburger. Man-to-man defense here for Briarcliff. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Entry pass. They get it to Abu. Abu against Williams, spins in the lane, puts it up there, shots off of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Otting. Hotting down to Poland down the right sideline. Here comes Briar Cliff with the ball. Into the offensive zone. Austin Poland with it. Runs into Abu. Can't put up a shot down there in the corner. Poland has still got it. Looking now. He wants to call a timeout as he is trapped down there. Austin Poland had no help from his teammates, and he's got to burn a timeout as he was trapped down in the corner. We've got a timeout with 13 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux City. The score, it's Briar Cliff 6, Hastings 4.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 13:56 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing by a score of 6-4 in the lane. There's a shot put up there, a little hook shot, no good by Holman, and the rebound comes down to Abu. Abu takes it to the far sideline to Akeem Morissette. Hustles into the forecourt, comes out to Brady Woolman. Woolman holds the ball. There's a pass inside. It's going to be wide of the target. It's thrown out of bounds. Trying to get it inside to Fall. Not a very good pass thrown by Brady, and it goes out of bounds. First turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Briar Cliff has got one. Hastings is trailing in the contest by a score of 6-4. 13 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Low scoring affair so far. A defensive grind. And now we got a foul called out here in 3-point territory just as they cross the 10-second line. It's going to be on Morissette. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on Hastings. It's going to be Briar Cliff inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Zach Otting will trigger things in for the Chargers as he holds the ball. Otting finally gets it in. Poland has got it now. Austin Poland works against the key Morissette. Dribbles it behind a Ricky Williams screen. Gives it away out here to Holman. Now inside the free throw circle to Otting. Here's Loeffler with the ball. Back out to Otting. To the far sideline to Holman. A whistle. And we have got a foul under the hole. It's going to go on Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams trying to work for position inside. Is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on the Chargers today. So it'll be the Broncos playing things in here in backcourt. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-4. Hastings College women won in the first ball game today. Their 14th game in a row. As he beat Briar Cliff by a score of 76-72. Here's Akeem Morissette with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald, entry pass to get in inside to Lohman. His one-hander is up there, no good. He's knocked down in the play, and the foul is going to be called. Lohman knocked down there just in front of the free throw line. Now go to the stripe now for a couple of shots. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Otting. That's going to be his second personal foul. So Brady Lohman goes to the free throw line. He's an 85% foul shooter on the season. He's number 3 in the conference this week in point production at 20.3. That's his first point there as he drills his first free throw. And now the score, Briar Cliff 6, Hastings 5. Otting is out of the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Coming back in will be Austin Poland. Lohman back to the line for Hastings. The shot is up there and the shot right down through the hole. So Lohman connects on 2. Hastings College has scored the last 4 points in the ball game, and now it's tied up at 6 points apiece. Here comes Lohman out of the ball game now for a quick breather, and Brent Wells is back in the lineup here for Hastings College. We're tied up at 6 points apiece at the 13-minute mark of this first half. Here's Austin Poland with the ball. Poland hands it away. Loeffler has got it. Loeffler picked up by Brandon Krause. Good defense here by Krause. Loeffler gets the ball here to Holman. Back outside the ring. They move it around, back around to the left side. Kyle Whitefield is into the ball game now. Whitefield to Holman. Free throw line extended right side. That's Poland with the ball. Takes it down to the baseline. He is double team. Poland, jump pass, comes out on top. Loeffler has got it. Launches up a 3. His shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Ball being tapped around. Ricky Williams grabs it. Goes back up. His shot is up and in. Ricky Williams on an offensive board gets the field goal. Ricky Williams scores his first field goal of the ball game. It's 8-6. Hastings trailing. Here's Abu. His shot is up there, and he's fouled into play. Abu Fall gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled into play. That ties things up. Now the big guy will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Abu is a 60% foul shooter on the season. He'll have a shot here to try to give Hastings the lead here in this one. Tied up at 8 points apiece. Abu Fall to the free throw line here for the Broncos. He's 35 out of 58 from the line so far this season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Abu Fall with a three-point play there. That gives Hastings the lead. It's the Broncos 9, Briarcliff 8, with 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play in this first half from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City this afternoon. Here's Austin Poland with the ball. Poland comes over here to Whitefelt. Picked up there by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Holman again to the far sideline to Poland. Bounce pass down on the baseline. That's Ricky Torres. He's back into the ball game. Torres with his back to the basket. Back out here to Poland for three. Shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Kraus. Brandon Kraus has got it for Hastings. Three on three. Back the other way. Going to the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Lena. A foul's going to be called. And now what do we have? I think we're going to have a jump ball called there. They give the ball to Briarcliff. So a jump ball is called there as Lena took the ball to the hole. Good defense there by the Briarcliff Chargers. Hastings had a break coming back the other way, but they couldn't convert. Now Briarcliff has got the ball. Here's Poland. Now a foul is going to be called out here in three-point territory. An illegal screen set up by Austin Holman. He picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Chargers. We're down to 11 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Briarcliff by a score of 9-8. And now the Chargers want to call a timeout. Head coach Nick Nelson wants to talk things over here for the Chargers. We'll take a break. 11:32 to play in the first half from Sioux City. The score, Hastings 9, Briarcliff 8.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College in a tussle so far. 9-8 is the score. Broncos have the lead. Hastings will have the ball following the timeout. There's Reinwald spinning toward the baseline. Puts up a little five-footer. Shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Kraus. Kraus in the lane. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be good. He banks one home. Brandon Kraus scores here for Hastings. And the Broncos now have the lead. 11-8. Here comes Briarcliff back, and they lose the ball out of bounds. Right here in front of the Bronco bench, that was Clay Harold. He goes down in front of the Bronco bench, loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 2 on Briarcliff. A little mop up down there. I think Harold kind of lost his footing right in front of the Hastings bench there. Couldn't get to the ball. Turnover number 2 on the Chargers. Now Hastings with a chance to expand their lead here. 11-8 is the score. Hastings leading by 3. Brandon Kraus has got the ball for the Broncos back in the offensive scoring zone. Kraus goes to Lohman. Fakes, moves to his right, fires up a shot. Good. Brady Lohman hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Hastings now leading by the score of 13-8 over Briarcliff. We beat this team earlier this season, 87-58. The ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex. Ricky Torres with the ball. Torres moves it over to Forbes. He moves the ball down to the baseline. Now to Torres. Free throw line extended right side. Ricky Torres puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Good defense here. There's a feed inside. That's going to be Clay Harold with the ball. His running one-hander is good. Clay Harold. He scores his first field goal, 13-10 now. Hastings College has got the lead. Broncos back within their offensive zone as Brent Wells has got it. Now the near sideline, the Woolman to the free throw line. Zach Lena passes up the shot, goes to Tobin. Tobin Reinwald, left side of the lane. Now the free throw line jumper by Wells is up there and in. Brent Wells left all alone, nobody around defensively. And Wells, he puts her down through the hole. That's his second field goal of the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 15-10. Here's Briarcliff with the ball. Forbes dribbles into the lane, runs into Lena, and a foul is going to be called. Zach Lena is going to be hit with a personal foul. He was just kind of standing there, and Forbes drove the ball into him, and Lena picks up the personal foul. 15-10. Hastings with a 5-point lead. We're halfway through the first half here from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Graves will play things in to Ricky Torres. Now to Forbes at the top of the key. Over here on the wing to Clay Harold. He drives the ball, splits a couple of defenders, drives the ball to the basket, and he loses the ball out of bounds. It goes off of his thigh out of bounds, and Briarcliff turns the ball away. Hastings will have the ball back here. Keith Morissette will come in. Here comes Zach Lena to the bench. 9 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 15, Briarcliff 10. Briarcliff applying some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings gets into the hands of Woolman, and he'll bring it up himself as he'll work one-on-one against Clay Harold. Drops it across the 10-second line. Comes over here on the wing. That's Brandon Krause. Drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause hits his second field goal of the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos now have a 7-point lead. 17-10, 9.5 to play here in this first half. Here's a long-range jumper by Whitefield. It's going to be no good. The ball chased down in the corner. Krause grabs the ball. He saves it from going out of bounds. He gets the ball down to Wells. Wells into the forecourt to Lohman for three. Shots way off the mark. No good. Rebound lost by Graves. It is picked up here by Forbes. He brings it into the forecourt now for Briarcliff. Drives the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Tobin Reinwald is going to be hit with a personal foul. Forbes is going to have the field goal go down. That's his first goal of the ball game. Now Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Forbes is a 78% foul shooter in the season. 17-12 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead. We're in the first half from Sioux City today. 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Brian Forbes' free throw is up there. That one is good. So a three-point play the old-fashioned way by Brian Forbes. That is 17-13. The Broncos now leading by four. Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause. We'll go to Tobin Reinwald down in the baseline. 10-footers up there. Good. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. Reinwald now with 4 points in the ball game. 19-13. Here's Graves with the ball. Graves now to Forbes. Brings it back to Graves. High left side. Shane Graves dribbling with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline there. Fires up a shot over Wells. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause for Hastings down the right sideline. Leaves it out here for Tobin Reinwald as he looks at this man-to-man defense. Reinwald dribbling with the ball. Tobin goes over to Akeem Morissette. Free throw line extended left side. Entry pass to Wells from the elbow. A shot good. Brent Wells knocks down a shot from the left elbow. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 8 points. 21-13 with 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first half. Shane Graves with the ball. Now to Otting. He drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Stops. Spins. Now he's in trouble. And we got a traveling violation. Good defense there by Tobin Reinwald as Otting was trapped there just to the left of the basket. A traveling violation is called on Briarcliff. That's their fourth turnover of the ball game. And now Briarcliff wants to call a timeout. Chargers call the timeout. 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 21, Briarcliff 13.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Women's college basketball earlier today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here in Sioux City. Hastings beat Briarcliff by a score of 76-72. In Sioux Center, Iowa today, it was Dort over Dakota State in a non-conference game, 97-70. In Yankton, South Dakota, it was Doan over Mount Marty today, 71-61. And in Orange City, Iowa, it was Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan, 103-53. Concordia is playing in the Concordia Invitational today. And then tomorrow, Midland will play at Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will not have a midweek game this week. That's the bye week in the schedule for Hastings. Next ball game will be next Saturday. It'll be at home against Dort. The Dort defenders are going to be in town. Hastings can win here, and Dort wins. That'll set up a showdown for the conference lead as far as the men are concerned. But Hastings needs to take care of business here. They've got an 8-point lead early. 21-13 is the score. Brent Wells has got it. Now to Morissette, top of the key. Morissette moves it over there to Brandon Krause, who directs a little traffic here. Moves it to the elbow. Now to Wells inside the free throw circle. The shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Forbes. Brian Forbes now for Briarcliff down the right sideline. Forbes takes it down to the baseline. Jump pass comes over here to Graves. Now down on the left baseline. That's going to be Otting with the ball. Picked up there by Lohman of Hastings. Here's Clay Harold now. Clay Harreld moves it over on the right side. That's going to be Graves. He drives the ball, stops on the baseline, gets it back out to Torres. Torres, top of the key to Forbes, drives it down the lane. The left-handed shot is up there and in. Falling down, Brian Forbes gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. 21-15, Hastings with a six-point lead. Lohman with the ball down for the Broncos. They get it to Wells, now to Tobin Reinwald at the elbow. The Brandon Krause dribbles down the lane. There's a nice pass to Wells. His shot is up there and in. Krause gets the assist, and Brent Wells gets his fourth field goal of the ball game. He's got 8 points, and the Broncos again with an eight-point lead. 23-15 with 7 minutes to play here in the first half from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Where the ball is going to be Shane Graves. There's a pass going to be intercepted. Brent Wells with the interception. That's the fifth turnover. Woolman gets the ball to Krause. He fakes the three. Krause now with the ball comes out here to Brent Wells in three-point territory. Now to Lohman. Looks left. Comes back right. Krause, baseline jumper from 10. Won't go. Rebound to Zach Otting. Otting has got it down for Brian Cliff. He'll bring it up now. Waist-high dribble in the offensive scoring zone. As he takes it down the far sideline. Gets it out of Forbes over here on the left wing. That's Graves with the ball. Shane Graves. He works it against Morissant. Now contact is made as Wells came over to help out there and picks up the personal foul. Brent Wells picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Coming into the ball game now for the Broncos will be Jake Hamburger. Also coming in will be Carson Bloom. Checking out is going to be Brandon Krause. And also coming out of the ball game is going to be Akeem Morissant. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. This will be a shooting foul. Shane Graves will go to the line here for Briarcliff. His first shot is up there. It's going to be good. Shane Graves, a 66% foul shooter in the season. He is now 40 out of 60 from the line. Graves had 6 points the first time around, and Hastings beat this team 87-58. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. Hits the front iron, the back iron, and falls off. No good. Rebound, Reinwald. Tobin has got it. The Broncos have a 7-point lead, 23-16. Here's Carson Bloom hustling into the forecourt. His pass can be deflected. It's brought down on the far sideline by Graves. Graves gets away from Lohman, drives into the hole. His shot is up and in. Nice move to the basket there by Shane Graves. He gets the steal, and he works around Brady Lohman right to the basket and scores. It's now 23-18, and now he got a foul called on Graves at the 10-second line as Carson brought the ball back the other way. So just as we were giving him the accolades, he commits a personal foul at the 10-second line. That's the first foul in Graves. Team foul number 8 on the Chargers. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Bloom coming back from a stress fracture in his foot. Sat out about two and a half weeks for the Broncos right after our trip to Miami. He's back into the lineup now as he goes to the free throw line and hits his first one there. Carson is an 89% foul shooter in the season. That gives Hastings a 6-point lead again at 24-18. Here comes a boo fall back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Going out will be Tobin Reinwald. 6 minutes exactly to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 24-18 lead. Carson Bloom, his next free throw is up there. A little flick of the wrist, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ricky Williams. So Carson Bloom hits one out of two. Shane Graves has now got the ball for Brian Cliff over here on the wing. That Loeffler, who's back into the ballgame, Austin Loeffler. Pass comes out on top. That's going to be Holman with the ball. Holman over to Otting. He holds it. Comes across the top now to Austin Loeffler. Back out to Otting in three-point territory. Picked up by Lohman of Hastings. Otting drives it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass over here to Loeffler. Loeffler moves to his right on the dribble. Gets it back out to Otting. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Graves with the ball. Out to Ricky Williams for three. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Holman has got it. Holman gets it back out on the wing on the right side. A three-pointer thrown up there by Loeffler is no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells has got it for Hastings, down to Lohman, streaking down the right sideline, down the right side of the lane, spins in the paint, his shot is up there, no good, and a foul is called, as Lohman is knocked down in the play, and Brady will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Austin Holman picks up the personal foul for Briar Cliff, that's going to be his third, that's going to be team foul number 9 on the Chargers. Brady Lohman goes to the free throw line here for Hastings, he's got 4 points in the ballgame, one field goal, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Lohman will have 2 shots here as he is fouled in the active shooting. His first one is up there. It is good. Lohman will have 1 more. Coming into the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Brian Forbes. Going out is going to be Austin Holman. Hastings with a lead here over Briar Cliff. The score is 25-18. Brady Lohman will have 1 more as he toes the mark here. Next one is up there. It is good. He had 20 points against Briar Cliff in the first meeting this year. He's got 6 so far today, including 4 from the free throw line. 26-18. The Broncos have the lead. Here's Austin Loeffler with the ball now for Briar Cliff on the near sideline. Loeffler gets out to Brian Forbes. The Grays, entry pass. Ricky Williams has got it as he backs up against the Boo. Spins on the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Gets his own ball back, and a foul is called. He's going to go on to Boo. Picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Hastings. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. He comes in for Brent Wells. Into the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Brandon Krause, and going out will be Carson Bloom. Ricky Williams to the free throw line here. Williams hitting 52% from the free throw line for the Chargers. They'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. Ricky Williams will have one more. He is 6'7", a freshman out of Carson, Iowa. As Ricky Williams will toe the mark for his second one, Hastings with a 7-point lead, 26-19. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Williams hits a pair. 26-20. Briar Cliff is now within 6 points here. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Lohman, high right side, has got it here right in front of the Briar Cliff bench. Lohman dribbling on the ball, bounce pass top of the key. There's Tobin. Tobin spins at the elbow. Ball knocked loose. Picked up here by Jake Hamburger. Hamburger has got it inside the free throw circle. Off to Brandon Krause, 14 on the shot clock. Nice pass down low. Krause goes to Reinwald. The shot no good. Abu had the rebound. He lost it and is picked up here by Briar Cliff. Austin Loeffler with the ball. Loeffler runs her back the other way. Stops here at the top of the key. Flips it out here. They get it to a Forbes, and his pass inside is going to be right over the head of Ricky Williams out of bounds. A turnover on Briar Cliff. There's 6 turnover here in the first half of play. Hastings will play things in. 4:19 to go. Hastings 26, Briar Cliff 20. Men's college basketball from Sioux City this afternoon. Brandon Krause gets it into the hands now of Reinwald. Back to Krause. High right side. Back to Reinwald. It's off of his fingertips out of bounds. Reinwald can't handle the pass. Turnover number 3 on Hastings. Broncos have done a pretty good job taking care of the ball this year, averaging only 14 turnovers per ball game. 26-20. Hastings is out on top by 6 here. But Brian Cliff has got the ball. Here's Austin Poland. Bounce pass goes inside. Williams puts it up there left-handed over Abu. It's good. Ricky Williams now with 6 points in the ball game. Briar Cliff back to within 4. 26-22. Here's Hamburger. Bounce pass goes to Lohman. He's tied up in the play. He is fouled. And it's going to go on Austin Loeffler. That's going to be his first. So Austin Loeffler picks up his first. That's 10 fouls plus now in the Chargers in his first half of play. Lohman goes to the free throw line for the Broncos again. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 4 out of 4 from the line. His shot is up there. It's good. Lohman is about as perfect as you can get from the free throw line. He's knocked down 5 out of 5 here today. His next one is up there. That's going to be good. Lohman now with 8 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 6-point lead again. 28-22. Here come the Chargers back the other way. Poland brings it into the forecourt. Comes over here on the wing. Austin Loeffler with the ball. Top of the key, that's Forbes. Over to Loeffler. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Forbes. To the far sideline to Otting. Otting holds it now. Otting against Brandon Krause. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Ricky Williams. Out to Otting. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Otting gets the ball in the hands of Brian Forbes. Now to Poland. There's tossing the ball around in 3-point territory. There's a long-range jumper by Forbes up and in. Brian Forbes knocks down a tray. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and the Chargers are back to win 3. 28-25 is the score. 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first half from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. Broncos can stand a bucket right here. Brandon Krause has got it. Now the Woman. They work it back around. Here's Jake for 3 from the near sideline. Hamburger's 3-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Austin Poland. So now the Chargers can tie things up with a 3-point field goal right here. Austin Poland has got the ball in the offensive zone just across the 10-second line. Poland moves it over on the wing. Now back out to Otting. Otting between the circles. Goes to the far sideline to Austin Loeffler. Back around here on the left wing to Zach Otting. He drives it into the paint, stops, turns around, fires up a shot, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Brian Forbes. Another offensive rebound for the Chargers. They get a second chance here. 2:20 to play in the first half, 28-25. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Here's Austin Loeffler with the ball, picked up there by Jake Hamburger. Loeffler, two-handed pass, goes to Austin Poland out of the far sideline. Otting has got it on the wing, lobs it inside. Ricky Williams, he's double-teamed. Ricky Williams, there's a pass, has been deflected away, intercepted. Intercepted by Brandon Krause, running back the other way. 2-on-2. Krause to the hole. His shot, no good. Rebound, Lohman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Forbes. Hastings misses two shots from point-blank range. And now the Chargers have the ball with a minute and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. 28-25. Hastings up by 3 points. Austin Poland has got the ball here for the Chargers. Rumbles behind a screen from Williams. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Otting. He takes the ball to the hole. Jump pass down here in the corner. That's Poland with it. Back outside to Forbes. Fakes the three. Drives it to the goal. Loses control of the ball. Down he goes, and he's fouling the play. Foul is going to go here. Looks like Reinwald picks up his first personal. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on Hastings. So going to the free throw line is going to be Brian Forbes. He has got 8 points in the ball game. Forbes with a couple of field goals. He's got a three, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Brian Forbes will toe the mark here for the Briarcliff Chargers. Brandon Krause is lacing up a sneaker. And now we're set to go as Brian Forbes throws up the free throw. His shot is good. He'll get one more. End of the ball game for Hastings. It's going to be John DeWard. DeWard comes in. Abu Fall checks out. Been a few games since we've seen John DeWard. He's a 6'6" sophomore out of Utica, Nebraska. Here comes Carson Bloom into the ball game now. Reinwald will check out. 28-26. Briarcliff back to within 2 points. Brian Forbes to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So it's 28-27. Now Broncos facing some pressure here in backcourt. Carson Bloom has got the ball. Carson gets it to Brandon Krause. He'll hustle it back the other way. Under 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Brandon Krause with it. Nice pass to Jake Hamburger. Cutting for the hole. They go for the basket and he score. Jake Hamburger scores there on a nice pass by Brandon Krause. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Jake Hamburger. 30-27 is the score now. Here's a baseline jumper put up there, up and in. Austin Loeffler scores from the right baseline from about 10 feet away. Now Loeffler gets a nice steal, saves the ball, and he gets it into the hands of Austin Poland. Loeffler comes out to the top of the key. Forbes drives it down the right side of the lane. He shot up there and in, and he's fouling the play. Loeffler made a nice play in the ball. He saves it from going out of bounds. He flips it right to one of his teammates, and he takes her down at the other end, and he scores. Loeffler was ended up in the Briarcliff bench down here. Forbes hits the shot. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play as he was fouled in the play by John DeWard. So Brian Forbes, he's now got 12 points in the ballgame, making 13 as that one goes down through the hole. And Briarcliff has come back to grab the lead over Hastings, 32-30 with 54 seconds to play in this one. We're in the first half, 54 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. Here comes Brandon Krause into the forecourt now for Hastings. Flips it away to Hamburger. Now to Krause just inside the free throw circle here on the near sideline. Brings it up high. Now he's going to be tying up on the plate. Getting his hands in there is going to be Austin Poland. Poland ties up. Brandon Krause. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so he'll stay right here. Here comes Reinwald back in. He's going to replace Carson Bloom. Abu Fall, he wants to check in. He will. Abu's going to check in for John DeWard. 39.2 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings now trailing 32-30 to Briarcliff. Krause will play the ball in here underneath his own basket. Looking, finally gets it in to Abu. Now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Krause was having problems getting the ball inbounded, so Billy calls a timeout here. 39 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Briarcliff 32, Hastings 30.
Upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
So the Bronco offense has kind of went stagnant here in the final couple of minutes of this first half, and Briarcliff has come back to grab the lead over the Broncos. It's 32-30. Hastings will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brandon Krause again will try his luck here. Krause looking, finally gets it into Abu. Abu here on the near sideline who gives it back to Krause, not a woman out here near the 10-second line. Lohman directing some traffic. We're down to 30 seconds to play, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lohman spins at the elbow, puts up a shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound is loose. Krause has it. He tips it out here. The ball is still loose into the backcourt. Picked up there by Briar Cliff going for the basket, and he was fouling the play. That was Poland who finally grabs the ball for Briar Cliff. Was he fouled or not? The other official says no, it was just knocked out of bounds, so it's going to be Briar Cliff inbounding the ball down here underneath their own basket. Good hustle play there by Briar Cliff. They stayed after it. The bouncing ball back into the backcourt. Poland will now play things in for the Chargers. Underneath his own basket to his left side. He gets it down there to Torres. 15 seconds left here in the first half. Briar Cliff has got a two-point lead over Hastings. It's 32-30. Austin Poland picked up there by Hamburger. Poland still dribbling. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Poland down the lane. Jump pass back outside the ring. That's going to be Otting with the ball. He drives it to the goal. It's out there, no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. First half of the books there today. Men's college basketball on 1230 KHAS. The score at halftime, it is Briar Cliff 32, Hastings 30. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS at halftime of the men's ball game. Briar Cliff with the lead over the Broncos. The score is 32-30. Halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Tied up several times in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings grabs their first lead of the contest at 9-8 with 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Broncos actually opened up a 8-point lead a couple of times in the first half at 21-13. Also at 23-15 in the ball game. Briar Cliff came back and chipped away. They got back to 28-27 and eventually grabbed the lead at 32-30 with 54 seconds to play. And the Chargers have the lead here at the halftime break. The score is 32-30 in favor of the Chargers. So Briar Cliff giving Hastings everything they want here today. Like we said, the Bronco offense kind of went stagnant in the final 5-6 minutes of that first half after really capturing the lead by 8 points. And Briar Cliff was able to come back and recapture the lead. The scoring in the first half of play, we'll check that for you. Ryan Forbes is leading the way so far for Briar Cliff. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Forbes has knocked down 1 3-pointer in the contest. He's got 3 2-point field goals, and he's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Brian Forbes is leading the way with 13 points. The only man in double figures so far for the Chargers. The other scorers, Ricky Williams, he has got 6 points in the ball game. A couple of field goals, and he has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Zach Otting has been held to 4 points today on a couple of field goals. He's 0 of 1 from the line. Shane Graves has got 3 points, a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the stripe. Scoring 2 points is Austin Leffler on a field goal. 2 points for Clay Harold on a field goal. And 2 points for Ricky Torres, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings College here in the ball game. They're getting 8 points from Brent Wells. Wells in the first half of play hit 4 field goals in 8 attempts. So Brent Wells with 8 points in the ball game. Brady Lohman, he has got 8 points on a field goal, 6 out of 6 in the free throw line. Other scorers for Hastings, we got Tobin Reinwald with 4. Brandon Krause has got 4 points, 3 points for Abu Fall, and 2 for Jake Hamburger. Hastings finds himself trailing there in the ball game to Briarcliff. The score is 32-30 at the halftime break. Earlier today, the Hastings College women's basketball team knocked off Briarcliff by a score of 76-72. It's Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings, will join us here at halftime. And, Coach, maybe a little closer game than really was needed here in this one. We thought we had complete control of the ball game, and then we come up and we have a scuff at the end.
Yeah, you know, they hit some big shots down the stretch, and we had a couple untimely turnovers, and we well, for the whole game, I think we turned it over a little bit more than we had anticipated or had hoped, obviously. But they hit some big shots. They were playing pretty loose and free today. I thought they played pretty well. They shot actually better from the three-point line than they did from the free throw line, which was a gift to us, really. But you know, our kids battled through it and were able to finish the game.
Talk about the final few minutes of that ball game. We, like you said, we had several turnovers there in the final couple of minutes. Just didn't play very smart for the last couple of minutes, did we?
Yeah, you know, we had the right pass. It was just we overthrew or we, you know, threw it into a crowd where they made a play on it. But I thought for the most part we were going to the right spots. We just weren't sharp, you know, and we made a couple passes that were over the heads of whoever and out of bounds. So, you know, we missed a couple free throws that probably would have made it a little bit different story at the end. But obviously they missed a ton. So we'll take it.
Hastings getting out of here with a 76-72 victory. Anytime you can win on the road, you take the victory and go home and working on your next opponent. But you got to kind of nitpick things as we hit down the stretch.
Yeah. You know, we need to clean some things up. And obviously it was a little bit of a mismatch situation for us because they went little on us early and didn't go with any of their big kids and just went pretty much 5 guards. And so then they double-teamed Laurel the entire game. And so it was difficult to get her shots or even get her touches. And when she did, she had 3 or 4 guys on her. So, you know, we did what we needed to do, and we've got some things we need to clean up and make sure we stay sharp on and just, you know, take a couple days off here and then get back at it and get ready for Dort.
You really had 10-point leads several times early in the second half, but never could really put this team away. Just kind of hung around all day today.
Yeah, you know, they have a couple playmakers. I thought 24 did a good job of kind of showing up and playing in the moments that she needed to get to the rim or whatever, and it was being called, you know, those fouls were being called today, so it makes it a little bit tougher. But, you know, she's a good playmaker. And then number 4, you know, shot the ball pretty well today. And at the same time, you know, Laurel had a hard time getting to the boards because, again, they were double-teaming her and making it difficult for her. So they kind of took her out of the game a little bit at times. And we had some other kids really step up and do some nice things.
I think Laurel's winner being double-teamed is going to be the story for the rest of the season. And now you make your second time through the conference.
Absolutely, she is. She is. And you know, we passed up some shots today that I thought maybe we would have taken. And I don't know if that was because we missed a couple early or what. But we had the open looks. We just, first half, we couldn't get them to fall. And second half, I thought we passed up a couple and maybe overpassed a couple of times. But, you know, when you leave with a win, I guess you just take it and move on.
Got off to a great start today, right out of the gate, 10-2.
Yeah, you know, Jamie got us off to a great start. She just took it right at him and was able to hit a couple threes and got a shot off the dribble, and that helped a ton just with the Laurel situation. I think they probably expected us to probably just try to pound it in there, and I thought our kids did a good job of of adjusting. They played some different personnel today, kids that we haven't really seen much and kids that, you know, haven't played a ton of minutes for them over the course of the season. So kind of threw some different things at us that I thought our kids did a good job of trying to adjust and figure it out on the go.
So now you got to 7 days off again before our next ball game. It's going to be next Saturday against Dort, a team that comes to town. Again, it's a team that we handled before, but we're going to have to be ready for that one.
Yeah, you know, they're good athletes, and they can score a lot of points if you let them get going. And, you know, they're going to be playing fairly free. You know, the teams that are kind of middle of the pack, or there's not a lot of pressure necessarily, but they're just playing for that day and playing to, you know, knock a team off that's ahead of them. So we got to be ready.
That's going to be the problem for us. We've got some games coming up that on paper, yeah, we should win, but we can definitely not stub our toe here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, and everybody's getting better. Doan beat Mount Marty today, and Doan's much improved. They've had a couple of good wins here in the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, everybody's going to come after us, and we're going to have to be ready to play and just, you know, keep getting better. That's kind of been our focus over the course of the last couple of months, and that's what it needs to continue to be, not to play, not to lose or whatever, but just to keep getting better and just make plays to win the game.
You talked about cleaning up some things in practice this week. Where is the focus going to be before Saturday?
Well, I think, you know, our transition defense is kind of reverted a little bit. I think we're not urgent. We're not matching up early enough to make sure that we've got things under control. And as I told you before the game started today, transition is such a huge part of what teams do, especially in our conference. So we've got to make sure that we get that locked down. And, you know, offensively, we've prepared for a lot of different kinds of teams lately. We've prepared for, you know, Morningside and Briarcliff, who are similar but still play a different zone. And then, you know, Concordia and their pressure and the fact that they chase the ball and try to turn you over that way is a little bit different. And so, you know, we've just got to make sure that we execute in the half court and take care of the ball. And mental sharpness over the course of the next few weeks is going to be a big thing for us.
Were you happy with how we attacked the pressure today?
For the most part, I thought, you know, early we were a little bit we stood around a lot, and against this zone specifically, you can't stand. Body's got to move, you know, and you need to move the ball off the pass more than necessarily the dribble. And I thought we were trying to dribble attack into traps a little bit too much. They bring early help, and then we'd have to pick it up, and you know, then we'd scramble. So I thought we adjusted though better in the second half, and we're able to get what we wanted.
Again, Hastings wins at 76-72. It's Dort coming up next Saturday. Have a safe trip home. We'll see you next weekend.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning another one here this afternoon. They improved to 11-2 now in the conference, 20-2 on the season. They'll play the Dort Defenders next Saturday back at the Osborne Sports Complex. At halftime of our boys or the men's basketball game here today, Briarcliff with the lead over Hastings by the score of 32-30. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in this ball game right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos trailing at halftime to Briarcliff. The score is 32-30. Which are the shooting numbers here in the first half. Hastings ended up shooting only 36.7%. They were 11 out of 30 in the first half. Briarcliff was 11 out of 25 for 44%. Hastings missed all four other three-point field goal attempts in the first half. Briarcliff with just one out of 10 Hastings 8 out of 9 from the free throw line, 88%. Briarcliff 9 out of 11, or 81%. Rebounds right now, Briarcliff getting the job done, 20-16 over Hastings. The offensive rebounds are even at 4 apiece. Briarcliff has got 16 defensive rebounds, 12 for Hastings. Broncos trailing here at halftime by a score of 32-30. Hastings has got 5 turnovers in the first half of play. Meanwhile, Briarcliff, they have got 10 turnovers. Hastings with no block shots and 2 steals. Briarcliff has got 3 block shots and 3 steals. The Broncos left throughout much of this first half of play. Had an 8-point lead a couple of times, but Briarcliff comes back there toward the halftime break, and they've got a 2-point advantage as we get ready for the second half. It's 32-30. Yeah, we want to recap some of the women's scores from earlier today. We told you about the Hastings College victory over Briarcliff earlier today, 76-72. Dort knocks off Dakota State, 97-70. Doan, winners over Mount Marty, 71-61. Nebraska Wesleyan losing to Northwestern today, 103-53. Concordia playing in the Concordia Invitational today. And then tomorrow, Midland will play at Dakota Wesleyan. That's the same schedule for the guys. In fact, the guys' games are all going on right now as we speak, and we'll get to the scores before we leave the airwaves here today. At halftime, 32-30, Briarcliff has got the lead. Take another timeout. We got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City today. Hastings trailing by a score of 32-30. In the men's basketball series, this is a series that started back in the 1998-99 season. Briarcliff owning a narrow advantage in the all-time series 10-8 over Hastings as we look past the last few years in this series. And Briarcliff has got a 2-point lead here to begin the second half at 32-30. We're set to go. Chargers will inbound the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our right as we view it here from the side court. Here's Brian Forbes with the ball for the Chargers. Gets it out to Otting, who swings it to the left side to Shane Graves. He powers it to the top of the free throw line. Now gives it to Brian Forbes. He drives it down the lane. His shot off the window is up and in. Brian Forbes gets deep there and takes it to the hole and scores. He got 15 points in the ball game. Briarcliff now out to a 34-30 lead early in the second half from Sioux City today. Here's Brent Walls with the ball for the Broncos. Down to Lena, drives the baseline. A little fake. His shot's going to be blocked down by Forbes, and Forbes recovers the ball. Brian Forbes down the right sideline on a block on Zach Lena's attempted field goal. The Chargers have the ball back to their offensive zone. Shane Graves has got it on the left side, dribbles down in the corner. Pass comes out on top to Brian Forbes. Comes across the top now to Otting. He drives it in front of the free throw line. Nearly travels. Now he throws it to the near sideline to Clay Harold. Bombs it inside to Torres. Torres down in the deep left corner. His shot put up there by Graves. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Kraus. Brandon Kraus gets the ball ahead. Now to Lohman. Brady Lohman stops here at the top of the key. Goes over to Reinwald. Down on the baseline. Wells, 10-footer, is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Shane Graves. Graves runs her back the other way, 3-on-2. Graves loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Wells. Turnover number 11 on Briarcliff. Lohman back the other way, drives into the hole. There's a pass by Lena to Lena, and his shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Lohman gets the assist. Zach Lena gets the field goal, and Zach will go to the free throw line for a chance at a 3-point play. The foul goes on Ricky Torres. That's going to be his first. 34-32. Hastings down by 2. Zach Lena to the free throw line for Hastings. He has not been there today. 70% free throw shooter in the season. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings College, the fourth best foul shooting team in the conference, hitting 74% of the shots. Hastings has got the lead to 1-34-33. Early in this second half, 18-25 to play in the ball game from Sioux City this afternoon. Here's Otting with the ball, now to Graves on the far sideline. The ball poked away, out of bounds. It's going to be Briarcliff ball. They're trying to get to Forbes over there, and Wells knocked it out of his hands. Otting will now play things in for the Briarcliff Chargers, dressed in their gold and blue uniforms here this afternoon. Otting will inbound the ball into the backcourt. Shane Graves will pick things up against the crimson and gray of the Hastings College Broncos. Here's a Graves, top of the key, now to Torres. Torres hands it away to Clay Harold. Harold on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. That'll go on Reinwald. That's going to be his second. Non-shooting situation, so Briarcliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Shane Graves will trigger things in here for the Chargers. Graves will get things in. Otting on the baseline. Powers his way to the goal. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Coming from behind is Zach Lena to knock the ball out of Otting's hand. So again, Briarcliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Shane Graves will play it in this time out to Torres at the top of the key. Now to Otting. Otting working there against Wells. Comes across the top. That's Clay Harold with the ball. Inside to Torres. Spins. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Ricky Torres scores against Zach Lena. 36-33. Hastings down by 3 points. Brandon Krause has got the ball for the Broncos. Krause now to Brent Wells. Over here on the left side of the lane. Wells, he gives it up. Lohman has got it. Entry pass to get it to Lena. Goes for the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Brian Forbes of Briarcliff. That's going to be the second foul on Brian Forbes. They checked that. They're going to rule that one on Ricky Torres. That's his second personal foul. They were both in the area, and Torres is the guilty party. Zach Lena to the free throw line for Hastings. The shot is up there. The shot is good. Lena now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line today. He's got 4 points. Lena, 70% foul shooter in the season, 36-34. Briarcliff still with a 2-point lead here over Hastings. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good. Lena hits a pair, and the Broncos are back to within 1 point again. 36-35 here in the second half. Shane Graves has got the ball for Briarcliff. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. Holding on to the ball there is going to be Clay Harold. There's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. Hastings has the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Lena came down with the ball there for Hastings, and a foul is called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Clay Harold. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Chargers. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos with the ball back in their offensive zone. Lohman leads it down here to Wells. Nice pass inside. That's going to go Zach Lena. His shot is up and in. Wells gets the assist. Zach Lena gets the field goal. Lena now with 7, and the Broncos reclaim the lead here. 37-36 at the 17-minute mark of the second half from Sioux City today. Brian Forbes, long pass inside. Torres knocks over a man, and a charging foul is going to be called here on Ricky Torres as he runs over Tobin Reinwald in the paint. Ricky Torres picks up his 3rd personal foul. Torres will come out. Here comes Ricky Williams back into the ball game. Also coming in will be Austin Loeffler. Loeffler is going to come in for Clay Harold. So Hastings with a chance to add to their total right here, 37-36. Broncos have a 1-point lead after trailing by 2 at halftime. Brady Lohman has got the ball here in backcourt. They get it off to a Brandon Krause, and he'll bring things up here. Shane Graves right in his grill defensively. For the Briarcliff Chargers, over here to Brent Wells, now to Reinwald, top of the key. Here's Zach Lena, leading out to Krause, dribbles it to the elbow, right side, now to Wells. He drives to the basket, contact made, and a charging foul on Brent Wells. Wells took it to the hole, but he also got picked with a charging foul here. That's going to be the 3rd foul on Brent Wells. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be a Boo Fall, and Wells will come to the bench. So Wells now on the bench with 3 personal fouls. 16 and a half minutes to play. Broncos are out on top, 37-36 over Briarcliff. Coming back with the ball is going to be Shane Graves. He's out here to Otting. Down the wing on the left side. Groveland with the ball over there is going to be Austin Leffler, who's into the ball game now to Brian Forbes. Still out here in three-point territory to Graves, now to Otting at the top of the key. Otting moves it to the left side of the floor on the dribble. Now he picks it up. Tobin Reinwald right in his face. There's a bounce pass out here to Graves. Now to Austin Leffler. 7 seconds in the shot clock. Forbes, he falls down with the ball. We got a foul called here. Personal foul is going to go on Lena of Hastings. Trying to deflect the ball away. That's going to be the third foul on Zach Lena. Into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Jake Hamburger. Lena will come to the bench. So now Wells and Lena, each with three fouls here in the second half. 16:02 to play. Hastings leading 37-36. Here's Ricky Williams with the ball for Brian Clough. Abu Fall will pick him up. Ricky Williams out here in three-point territory. Now drives into the free throw line. Spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Williams. Ricky Williams is passing to be intercepted. Tries to come back out into three-point territory. Krause gets the interception. Rebounded by Hastings. Here's a Tobin Reinwald. His shot in the lane is going to be good. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 6 points after Krause intercepts the ball and brings her back the other way. Reinwald with three field goals and 6 points, and Hastings now has a three-point lead. 39-36 here in the second half from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City today. There's Zach Otting with the ball. Otting comes over here on the wing. Forbes lobs it inside. Ricky Williams powers his way to the goal and a traveling violation. Ricky Williams and Abu Fall going at it there. Ricky Williams is hit with a traveling violation. That's going to be 12 turnovers now on the Chargers of Briar Clough. 39-36, Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Chance to extend the lead again here on this possession. Brandon Krause comes over here to Lohman. He drives it down to the baseline, stops and pops from 10. His shot no good. Ball is tapped. Otting tries to save it, and he gets the ball back into play, but it goes ricocheting off of the back of the glass. Now the official is going to talk here. Otting flipped the ball into a teammate, but the ball went ricocheting off of the glass under the hole here. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. No, they're going to give the ball to, let's see, Briar Cliff is going to play it in. It went ricocheting off of the glass. I think Hastings tried to grab it down there. So they give the ball to the Chargers and go play things in down here. Chance to tie things up with a three-point field goal. Here's Shane Graves with the ball. Graves working against Brandon Krause, gets loose. His pass is going to be deflected away. The scramble is on. The lane is picked up here by Brandon Krause. A turnover on Briar Cliff. Krause brings it back to Hamburger. 4-3. His shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound tapped out. Hamburger grabs the ball and takes it down on the baseline against Otting. Now the pass comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Forbes. He drives, shoots, and misses the stuff. Misses the stuff, and the ball is loose, and Hastings has the ball. Brian Forbes all alone. He goes up with the stuff, and he misses it. Hastings back with the ball, still leading 39-36. Here's Lohman from 15. Shot good. Brady Lohman scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. The Broncos now have a 5-point lead. 41-36, and Brian Cliff wants to call a timeout. Brian Forbes trying to stuff one home there by the Chargers and misses on the stuff, and now Brady Lohman comes back and hits a J on the other end of the floor, and Hastings has a 5-point lead. 14-24 to play in the basketball game. Broncos have the lead. It's Hastings 41, Brian Cliff 36.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. 41-36 is the score. Hastings College out on top. Broncos on an 11-4 run here to begin the second half of play. They've got a 5-point lead now at 41-36. Brian Cliff calling the timeout. And they will play things in off of the far sideline. So 14-24 to play in the ball game today from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Hastings College trying to win their 17th ball game of the season and keep pace with the Dort defenders. With a top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Hastings will go to 11-2 with a victory here this afternoon, but this one is far from being over. Here's Austin Poland with the ball now for Briarcliff. Comes out to Holman, who's back into the ball game. Now to Otting. Here's Loeffler again. Right side of the lane. Works against Hamburger. Jump pass comes out on top to Holman. Holman drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Goes in the corner. Austin Loeffler with the ball. Comes out into three-point territory. Fires up a three. A shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Brandon Krause. Krause, one of the leading rebounders for the Broncos here today. Doing good job. There's a Woolman. His pass inside is going to be mishandled there by Abu. And it's a turnover on Hastings. The sixth turnover on Abu on the Broncos. And Abu fall. Back out on top. Here's Holman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball. Goes out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 13:42 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Briarcliff at 41-36. Hastings scored 87 points against this team in the ball game played in Hastings. Beat them 87-58 in the first meeting between these two teams. More of a defensive struggle here today. Here's a Krause with the ball, not a Lohman. Lohman on the wing on the left side, holds the ball, now puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu. He backs up, spins, puts up a shot over Williams. It's up there and in. Abu Fall powers his way to the goal and scores against Ricky Williams. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Fall. And Hastings now has the lead by a score of 43-36, driving for the hole. There's a shot put up there, no good by Otting, and he's fouled in the play. So Hastings on a 13-4 run now over the Chargers. As we have hit the 13-minute mark here in this second half, going to the free throw line now will be Zach Otting. Zach Otting back to the line. He's got 5 points in the ball game thus far. Otting puts it up there, and the shot is going to rim off, no good. Otting is now 0-for-2 on free throws today. Briarcliff was 9 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half. Here comes Zach Lena back into the ball game. Abu is going to check out. Also, Brandon Krause coming out of the ball game for the Broncos, and Tobin Reinwald back in. 13-10 remaining in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Briarcliff by a score of 43-36. Next shot is up there. It is good by Zach Otting, so he finally nails a free throw. That's 43-37. Hastings now with a 6-point lead. Radio Woolman comes back with the ball for the Broncos, comes to the near side with the ball. It's going to be Zach Lena, who gets it to Jake Hamburger. Bombs the ball down low. Woolman grabs it. His shot's going to be blocked down. The ball tipped out of there and is picked up by Wells. Now to Jake Hamburger, fakes the three. Hamburger's pass going to be kicked out of bounds. I think his foot out there was Zach Otting. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Tobin Reinwald will inbound the ball here for the Broncos. Baseline right side to get it to Woolman. Little ball fake. Moves to his right. Fires up a shot. Good. Brady Woolman hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's now got 12 points in the contest. Hastings out on top now by a score of 45-37. Starting to stretch out their lead. They've got an 8-point lead. Matches what they did in the first half. But a good start for the Broncos since halftime. Some good adjustments here. Austin Loeffler has got the ball as he moves another dribble down in the corner. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Holman, who hands the ball away. Austin Poland with the ball now for the Chargers. On the far sideline, that's Otting with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it over here to Loeffler. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Loeffler behind a screen. Moves to his right. Fires up a three. A shot no good. Ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and they will give the ball to, let's see, they signaled Briarcliff Way, and the Chargers will play things in. Briarcliff will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Krause back into the ball game now for Hastings. Woolman will get a quick breather here. 12 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings is out on top by a score of 45-37. Also coming to the ball game is going to be Kale Whitefeld for the Chargers of Briarcliff. Chargers will play things in. Ricky Torres has got it. He's back into the lineup now. Torres down in the corner to Poland. Poland gets away from Brandon Krause. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Drives it down the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball lost. It's picked up here by Hastings. Krause has got the ball down the near sideline to Tobin Reinwald. Back to the center of the floor. That's Wells with it now down on the baseline. Brent Wells puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. That is Zach Lena to Tobin Reinwald. His 17-footer is put up there. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Briarcliff running back the other way. That's Forbes with the ball. Nice pass left side. A shot up and in. Kale Whitefeld driving the hole and scoring there. Brian Forbes gets the assist. 45-39. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Brandon Krause dribbles right inside the free throw line. Won't go up for the shot. Goes out to Jake out here in 3-point territory. Now to Zach Lena. Spins. Puts up a shot from the baseline. No good. Tip tries up and in. Brett Wells gets the tip. Wells has now got 10 points in the ball game on 5 field goals. 47-39. Hastings again leading by 8 points here in this one. We're in the second half with 11-11 to play here in the contest. Here's Forbes driving the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap try, no good. Ball recovered on the baseline here by Hamburger. He's double-teamed in backcourt. Now we got a timeout from Hastings. Broncos call the timeout. They will play things in when we come back. 11 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 47 and Briarcliff 39.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Well, Hastings College trailed 32-30 at halftime. Broncos out of the gates. In the second half, they outscored Briarcliff 13-4 to grab a 43-36 advantage. Now Hastings College has an 8-point advantage here, 47-39, with 11 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the basketball game. Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Brandon Krause has got it. He'll bring things up down the near sideline. Running his face defensively is going to be Austin Pullen. Krause brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes out here to Reinwald. He's on the dribble. He drives, spins at the elbow. Reinwald still's got the ball. Now with his back to the basket, sends it down to Brandon Krause. He's double-teaming the baseline. Spins, puts up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be short. Rebound tapped around, and a foul is going to be called. Wells is going to be hit with a foul here as he climbs the back of a Charger. That's going to be the fourth personal foul on Brent Wells. So now Wellsy will have to come out of the ball game. Here comes Woolman back in there. 10 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College women winning the first ball game today over Briarcliff by a score of 76-72. That was the 14th straight win for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Ryan Forbes has got the ball. Now to Whitefeld over here on the wing. That's Pullen. Here's a three-pointer thrown up by Harold. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Lehner with the board. Gets it away now to Woolman. Hustles into the forecourt to Jake Hamburger here on the left side. Hamburger fakes the three. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Lena with the ball as he backs up. Lena with a ball fake. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be up there. It's around the rim and down. Zach Lena gets his third field goal of the ball game. He's now got 9 points, and Hastings has a 10-point lead. 49-39. 10 minutes to go here in this basketball game. Here's Briarcliff with the ball. Clay Harold has got it. Harold out here in three-point territory to Forbes behind the screen from Torres. Forbes drives the ball to the goal, runs into a defender. We've got a traveling violation. Forbes runs in to Zach Lena of Hastings. Turnover number 14 called on Briarcliff here in the ballgame. Hastings now with a chance to expand their lead. It is 49-39. Hastings with a 10-point lead. 19-7 now that Broncos have outscored Briarcliff since halftime. There's Jake Hamburger where the ball comes across the top down to Woolman as he holds it on the wing. Woolman now to Brandon Krause, drives it down the lane. His running one-hander is up and in. Brandon Krause scoring there for Hastings. Krause now has 3 field goals and 6 points, and the Broncos now have a 12-point lead, and Briarcliff wants to call a timeout. Hastings has opened up a 12-point lead here in the second half. 9 minutes, 24 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 51, Briarcliff 39.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Next Bronco action will be next Saturday. Hastings will take on the Dort Defenders at the Osborne Sports Complex. Afternoon affairs next Saturday. 2 and 4 o'clock. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings and Dort win today. There'll be a matchup on the men's side of things, at least for the conference lead, depending on what happens here today. He said somebody sink a half-court shot there during that timeout for a special prize here at the Newman Flanagan Center. That's what all the yelling and screaming was about here. Bronco fans, they're happy. They're yelling and screaming. It's 51-39. Hastings has opened up a 12-point lead now. Hastings in the first 10 minutes of the second half, they outscored Briarcliff 21-7. And the Broncos have erased the halftime deficit. Now they've got the lead 51-39. As we approach 9 minutes to go, driving down the lane is going to be Forbes. He's high in the air, and he loses the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. That's the 15th turnover for Briarcliff. He just drove the ball down the lane. He leaves his feet, and down he went. No foul called. It's a turnover on the Chargers. So Hastings playing with some renewed energy here in the second half of play. The Broncos will play things in. Krause has got the ball. Krause brings her back here to Tobin. Tobin will bring things up against Otting. Down the right sideline, Reinwald races it across the 10-second line. Comes to the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes to Lohman. Lohman holds the ball. Brady at the three-point arc. Takes it down on the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Austin Loeffler is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Briarcliff. This will be a shooting foul. As Lohman was in the act of shooting, he'll go to the free throw line. He is 6 out of 6 for the line so far today. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Brady Lohman will toe the mark here for the Broncos. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Make it 13 as that one goes down through the hole. So a good second half here so far for the Broncos. It's now 52-39. Brady Lohman will have one more. He has 7 out of 7 from the free throw line today. 13 points in the ball game. Next one is up there. That one is good. Money in the bank. Brady Lohman puts the Broncos ahead. 53-39. Here's Austin Loeffler with the ball now for Briarcliff, who hands it away to Shane Graves. Graves picked up by Lohman. Moves it over here to Austin Loeffler. Back out to Otting. Otting, their leading scorer, has been kind of quiet here today. Now he fires up a 3-ball. It's up there. It's going to be off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Krause. Brandon Krause has got the ball here for Hastings. He comes back the other way. Goes on the far sideline. Brady Lohman has got it on the wing. Got a hamburger. Over here to Zach Lena. Takes the ball into the paint. Spins. Kicks it back out. Hamburger. Now to Krause for 3. Shot is up there. He buries another one. Brandon Krause scores for Hastings. Krause now with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 56-39 now in the second half with 8 minutes to play here in the contest. Broncos stretching things out now. Driving the ball is going to be Otting. He can't do anything with it. Now gets away from Reinwald. Goes to the hole. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. So Zach Otting will go to the free throw line now for Briarcliff. He was fouling the play there. I think that was Hamburger who commits the personal foul. That's going to be the case. Jake picks up his second. Going to the free throw line will be Zach Otting. The leading scorer, the fifth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, has got just 5 points today. A couple of field goals, and he's 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. He hits his first one here. So Zach Otting, who's been averaging 19.8 points per ball game, has now got 6 against Hastings today. Great job by the Bronco defense on Zach Otting. Zach will have another one. His shot is going to be up and in. So the Hastings lead is now 15 points at 56-41. Brandon Krause has got the ball here in backcourt as he hands away to Tobin. Tobin brings things up here against Brian Forbes. Gets away. Tobin into the forecourt to Lohman for 3 from the corner. Shots off of the back iron. No good. Ball poked away and it's going to be picked up by Brian Forbes. Forbes running back the other way for the Chargers into the forecourt. Forbes leaves it out here to Graves. Graves behind a Ricky Williams screen who hands the ball away. There's Loeffler with the ball. They move over here on the right sideline. Brian Forbes has got it. Forbes down to Graves to the left sideline. Loeffler has got the ball. Back around the perimeter. Forbes down to Graves over here on the left side. Driving is Loeffler. Can't put up a shot. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Williams backing up, trying to put lead in the air. There's a kick down in the corner. Shot is up and in. A three-pointer by Austin Loeffler from the left corner. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 56-44. Hastings now out to a 12-point lead as we approach the 7-minute mark. Here's Reinwald with the ball. He dribbles it into the paint. A jump pass down here to Lohman. He's running one-hander on the baseline. Is up and in. Brady Lohman scores a little one-hander down the left baseline. Lohman has now got 16 in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 58-44. Here's Austin Loeffler with the ball. Loeffler top of the key. Zach Otting Otting comes across the top now. Comes over here to Graves. Graves on the wing to Loeffler. They work the ball back around the perimeter, getting the ball to Otting. Nice bounce pass down low to Ricky Williams, and he lays it in. Williams has got 8 points in the ballgame. Give the assist there to Zach Otting. 58-46. Again, a 12-point lead here for the Broncos. Reinwald has got the ball. We got 6:25 to play in the ball game. Krause dribbles the ball. The holder shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by a Brian Forbes of Briar Cliff, and the Chargers have the ball down the left sideline. Graves has got it. Moves to his right on the dribble. Leaves it out here to Brian Forbes. Now to Otting. High right side. Zach Otting looking. Here's a pass out to the 10-second line to Graves. He drives the ball all the way to the goal. The shot is up there and in. Shane Graves scores. That's his second field goal. He's got 5 points, and now Hastings will call a timeout here as Briar Cliff has cut the lead down to 10 points here with 6 minutes and a tick left. 6:01 to play here in the second half from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 58, Briar Cliff 48.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Sioux City, Hastings College trying to finish things off here today. They've got a 10-point lead. It's 58-48. And Hastings opened up the second half. In the first 12 minutes of the second half, they outscored Briar Cliff 26-7. After trailing 32-30 at halftime, Hastings got out to a 56-39 lead. Lead's been cut down to 10 points right now at 58-48. Hastings College women winning the first ball game today by a score of 76-72. Cammy Breckman led the way for Hastings. She had 21 points. Jamie Van Kirk had 16. Laurel Zwiener had 13. The Broncos now 20-2 on the season. They are 11-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play the Dort Defenders next Saturday. So Hastings has got a 10-point lead here. Now Brandon Krause loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Otting. He goes to the right side. His shot is up and in. Austin Loeffler scoring on the assist from Otting. And we're down to an 8-point ball game now. It is 58-50. As the Chargers are now attacking in backcourt, Hastings with the ball. Here's a Hamburger. Now he's going to be attacked in the play. We got a whistle and a timeout's going to be called here as Hamburger was trapped along the right sideline. So now we got a timeout. Hastings with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. We'll take another timeout with a score. Hastings College 58, Briar Cliff 50.
Come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so the Chargers turning up the heat defensively here. Hastings College trying to bring her back up. Sandberger will throw it into the back court. It's open with the ball. Loma now brings it up one-on-one against Austin Loeffler. It's an 8-point ball game all of a sudden, 58-50, after Hastings built a double-digit lead here. With a good beginning of the second half. Here's a Boo Fall back into the ball game. He's got the ball. He backs up against Williams, puts him in the air. There's a shot off the window. Good. Big bucket there by a Boo Fall. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead, 60-50. 5:16 to play here in the basketball game. Austin Loeffler has got the ball. Loeffler comes over here to a Shane Graves. Rainbow pass goes over to Otting for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Otting throws up a 3-ball and scores. Otting now with 10 points in the ball game. That's now a 60-53 ball game with 5 minutes to play here in the contest. Hastings College has got the ball in their offensive end. Far sideline, that's going to be Brent Wells. They get it into Abu on the baseline against Ricky Williams. Abu, double team. Abu has to get rid of it. Now he does. Out to Reinwald, back inside to Abu, back out to Tobin. His three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be short, no good. Ball tapped out of there, and it's going to be grabbed here by Briar Cliff. Austin Holman with the ball. Holman gets it to Loeffler down the right sideline. Austin Loeffler dribbling the ball. He fires up a three. A shot good. Austin Loeffler nails a 3-ball. He's got 10 points in the ball game.
It's 60-56. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play now in the ball game from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. Hastings needs a field goal on this possession. They get back inside. That's going to be a boo. The ball's going to be tipped away from behind. Tipped away by Graves, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Brian Clifford. It's a turnover on Hastings. 60-56. Driving for the hole is Leffler. Leffler goes down in the left corner. Graves for three. Shot good. Shane Graves throws up a three-pointer, and it's 60-59. We've got a timeout, Hastings. Timeout Broncos with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the ballgame. We've got a dogfight on our hands now. It's Briarcliff trailing Hastings. The Broncos 60, Briarcliff 59.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here in Sioux City. The Chargers have come from 17 points down. They now trail Hastings by the score of 60-59 with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings had a 56-39 lead with 8 minutes to play. It's now 60-59. The Broncos have the lead with 3:55 remaining. So over a course of about 4 minutes or so, Byron Cliff makes up almost 17 points. And now Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Hamburger will inbound the ball. They get it into Lohman. Lohman here on the near sideline. He'll bring things up. Byron Cliff will pick up the Broncos right about the 10-second line. Otting is right in the face of Brady Lohman here. Brady runs the offense, runs it over here to Zach Lina on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Tobin Reinwald, left side of the lane. He backs up. Reinwald has still got the ball. Now spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Williams. Here come the Chargers now with a chance to pull ahead. It's 60-59. Hastings with a one-point lead. Graves has got the ball. Comes over here to Leffler. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. They work it back around to the left wing. Holman has got it. Holman back around to the right wing now. Zach Otting, he's going to drive the ball. He stops, puts it up there. Shot good. Zach Otting scores off of the window, and Briar Cliff has got the lead. Briar Cliff leads 61-60 with 3 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Zach Lennon. He drives the baseline, cut off by Williams. Jump pass back out on top to Reinwald. Reinwald now to Woolman. He'll back things out of there. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Brady Woolman has got the ball. Here's a bounce pass. It's going to be kicked there. It's going to be Hastings' balls. Ricky Williams got his leg out there for the Chargers. So 61-60 is the score. Hastings is down by a point now. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in regulation. It's going to be Tobin Reinwald inbounding the ball. Baseline right side to get it to Woolman on the left baseline. Woolman now backs up in the lane. He throws up an off-balance shot. No good. Tip try by Lena is up there and in, and he's fouled in the play. Zach Lina gets the tip there and right down through the hole. And Zach Lina is fouled into play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Zach Otting is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Lina to the free throw line. That makes the score 62-61, Hastings. Zach Lina to the line here for Hastings. He's 3 out of 3 so far today. Zach Lina trying to tack on one more point here for the Broncos. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Falls off of the front iron. Hastings has the lead, though, 62-61. 2:42 to play. As the Chargers bring the ball back into the forecourt here, here's Leffler with the ball, comes across the top. They get it to Otting. Back over here on the right side to Graves, picked up there by Brandon Krause. Leffler has got it here on the near sideline, being guarded by Brandon Krause. Back out to Otting. 14 seconds on the shot clock, 2:24 to play in the game. Otting drives it to the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Hastings has the ball. Zach Otting has got it, and he's tied on the... No, it's Zach Lina grabbing the ball for Hastings, and Zach Otting commits the personal foul. Otting picks up his fourth personal foul, so they're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. Hastings will have some free throws, and it should be Zach Lina going to the line here. So Lina goes to the free throw line. Otting commits the personal foul. Zach Lina has got 11 points in the ballgame. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He was there just a few seconds ago. 62-61. Hastings with a one-point lead. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in this one. Zach Lina dips the knees, fires up the shot. Good. Zach Lina nails the free throw. He'll have one more. Lina now with 12 in the ball game. 63-61. The Broncos have a 2-point lead. Hastings looking for their 17th win of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Lina hits a pair. Hastings now leading 64-61. Here come the Chargers back with the ball. This is going to be Shane Graves, picked up by Brandon Krause. Graves picks up the dribble now to get rid of it. He does. Forbes has got it now. Forbes over to Austin Loeffler to the near sideline. With the basketball over here, it is going to be Zach Otting. They work it back around to the left baseline. Austin Loeffler trying to drive the ball. He can't do it. Loeffler gets open. Now he throws it down to Torres. He drives the baseline against Lena. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Ricky Torres, a big-bodied guy. This drives the left baseline toward the goal. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Zach Lena. That's the fourth foul on Zach Lena. Going to the free throw line will be Ricky Torres. Or Briarcliff. He's got 4 points in the ball game. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings with a lead, 64-61. A shot from the line is up and in by Torres. The Broncos ranked number 15 in the country in the NAIA Division II poll this week. Struggling here today. Ricky Torres, next free throw is up there. In and out, no good. Rebound, no. An offensive rebound to Otting. Briarcliff has got the ball. Otting works his way to the goal. His shot's going to be blocked down by Wells. Otting has got the ball. His second shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Hastings. Zach Lena grabs the rebound for Hastings. Two shots from Otting from just to the right side of the basket. Denied by the Hastings College defense. 64-62. Broncos have a 2-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Lena has got it on the wing on the left side. Dribbles it at the top of the key. Zach Lena gets rid of it. Over to Tobin Reinwald. Far sideline. Woolman has got it. Brady Woolman. Cross court pass to Krause on the baseline. Brandon Krause comes back out to Woolman on the wing on the right side. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Brady Woolman has got the ball. Woolman trying to make something happen. Spins. He puts it up there. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound. Lena. Follow shot. Good. Zach Lena, an offensive rebound and a follow shot. Lena's got 15 points in the ball game. Hastings 66. Briarcliff 62. Here's the Chargers now with the ball. Loeffler, he drives. Gets it back out to Otting. Down to the top of the key. Wide open. Graves has shot up there for three. No good. Rebound Hastings and a big collision underneath the basket. And a foul is going to be called. Three players hit the deck. Pick on somebody there to charge a personal foul to. Looks like it's going to go here on Briarcliff. So the Chargers going to be hit with a foul here. It's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Hastings shooting some free throws here. So we got 47.8 seconds to play. Hastings College is leading in this ball game by a score of 66-62. And going back to the free throw line here for Hastings, looks like Brandon Krause is going to go there. So Brandon Krause, who scored 9 points in the ball game, goes to the free throw line. Krause looks up there. His shot is going to be around the rim, and it falls off of the front iron. No good. Krause misses one, so it's a 4-point ball game with 45 seconds to play. Shane Graves has got the ball now for Briarcliff. Walks it across the 10-second line. Graves behind a Torres screen. Graves has still got the ball, looking on the dribble here. Graves comes over here on the right side with the ball. There is Forbes, and he's going to be fouled in a play by Woolman. Brady Woolman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Hastings out on top of Briarcliff by a score of 66-62. 31 seconds to play here in the ball game. Going to the free throw line will be Brian Forbes. Hastings High is leading Gothenburg at halftime, 26-25 in boys high school play this afternoon. Hastings High 26, Gothenburg 25. Tigers, of course, picking up a big win last night over Grand Island Northwest. Brian Forbes, the free throw line. His shot's going to be up there good. Forbes is now 5 for 5 on free throws. He's got 16 points in the game. Now it's 66-63 with 31 seconds to play. Brian Forbes again from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and that one is good. And now Briarcliff wants to call a timeout. Hastings has the lead, 66-64, with 31 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our players of the game today from our basketball doubleheader here in Sioux City. Coach's post-game show, then we'll get out of here for the day. Hastings will have more basketball coming up next Saturday. Broncos will take on the Dort Defenders at home. Airtime will be at 1:45 next Saturday, 2 o'clock for the women's game and 4 o'clock for the guys. All the coverage right here on 1230 KHAS, your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos. Bill Gabers huddling with his team down here on the sidelines. 66-64 is the score. The Broncos have a 2-point lead. Briar Cliff came back from a 17-point second-half deficit. In fact, he came back from a 17-point deficit in a matter of 4 minutes to claim the lead again. Now it's a seesaw battle here down the stretch as we have a free-throw shooting contest going on. There's Brandon Krause. He'll inbound the ball here for Hastings. He'll run the baseline. He gets it in the hands of Woolman, who's going to be fouling the play. That's a good guy to send to the free-throw line. Randy Woolman, 8-for-8 from the line so far today. Woolman is an 85% foul shooter on the season. Personal foul goes on Brian Forbes. That's going to be his third foul. So Brady Woolman now goes to the free throw line. So Brady Woolman, who's got 16 points in the ball game, will go to the line. Here comes Otting back into the ball game now. Also Ricky Torres coming in for the Chargers. Some offensive punch there. Brady Woolman to the line now with 29.8 seconds to play. Hastings leading 66-64. Trying for their second win of the season over Briarcliff. There's a shot from the line by Lohman. Good. Brady Lohman knocks one down. He's now 9 out of 9 from the line today. Lohman has got 17 in the ball game. Hastings with a 67-64 lead. This would give Hastings a 2-possession lead right here. Brady looks up there. His shot is going to be good. Lohman now with 18. 68-64. Hastings leading by 4. Here comes Forbes back the other way. The ball's going to be tipped from behind, and a foul's going to be called. Lena tips the ball away there. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. And our rule, this is going to be on Brady Woolman, who is also in the area. So Brady Woolman picks up the foul. It's going to be his second. Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line. So they are both there, Woolman and Lena giving chase. Woolman tried to poke it away and picked up the personal foul for his efforts. Forbes to the line. He's 6-for-6. Shot is up there. Good. Brian Forbes has now got 18 in the ball game for Briar Cliff. It's now 68-65. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Brian Forbes will have one more. He toes the mark here for the Chargers. His shot is up there. That one is good. So Forbes and Woolman exchange free throws. Now Brady's got the ball again here in backcourt. 20 seconds to play. Brady Woolman still in backcourt. Looking. There's a pass. They get it to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin races the ball across the 10-second line, and a foul is going to be called. Reinwald knew his time was short here in the backcourt. He goes racing toward the 10-second line and reaching out and committing a personal foul was Brian Forbes. Forbes picks up his 4th personal foul. So now Tobin Reinwald goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Tobin, he's an 84% foul shooter on the year. He has not shot one today. Tobin's got 6 points in the ball game on 3 field goals. 68-66 with 16 seconds to play. His shot is up there. Good. Tobin Reinwald hits a field goal or a free throw. That makes it 69-66. 16 seconds to play. Hastings has the lead. Tobin will have one more free throw. Takes a deep breath here at the free throw line. Throws it up there. The shot is good. 2 free throws, and Hastings has the lead now, 70-66. 13 seconds to play. Here's Forbes. He throws up a 3. His shot's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound, Reinwald. He's got the ball. He holds it here. Reinwald with 6 seconds, 5 seconds, and finally a foul is going to be called here. A foul here is going to be called on Austin Loeffler. Now Tobin Reinwald goes back to the free throw line here for Hastings. 5.5 seconds to play. Hastings will go to the free throw line with Tobin Reinwald. So Tobin was there just 11 seconds ago and he hit 2 free throws. And now he's back to the free throw line again. Tobin Reinwald will toe the mark here. His shot is up there and the shot is good. Hastings hitting their free throws down the stretch. It pays off. The Broncos are the 4th best free throw shooting team of the conference. Reinwald hits 1 free throw. He sets. His second one is up there. Good. Tobin Reinwald hits another free throw. 4 for 4 in the final seconds. Hastings with a lead. Here's a shot from the top of the key by Oding. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound Krause. Hastings wins the ball game. The Hastings College Broncos hold on here this afternoon as they beat Briar Cliff for the second time this season. Final margin of victory, 6 points. Tobin Reinwald hitting 4 free throws in the final 16 seconds to seal the victory here today for the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings will go to 17-5 on the season. They're now 11-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff drops to 14 wins and 9 losses and now 7-6 in conference play. In the final score today, Hastings 72, Briar Cliff 66. Back with a recap after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Sioux City. Hastings College hangs on here this afternoon as they beat Briar Cliff by a score of 72-66. Hastings trailed 32-30 at halftime. They came out of the gates in the second half and outscored Briar Cliff 26-7 in the first 12 minutes of the second half. But then that's when Briar Cliff came right back and they eventually grabbed the lead about 4 minutes later as Briar Cliff took over. The lead at 61-60 with 3 minutes and 7 seconds to play. But down the stretch, Hastings getting 4 free throws from Tobin Reinwald in the final 16 seconds to seal the victory as Hastings goes on to win today by a score of 72-66. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings today, the Broncos got 18 points from Brady Lohman, 15 points from Zach Lena, and 10 points from Tobin Reinwald and Brent Wells. The other scorers for Hastings, Brandon Krause had 9 points. Abu Fall, he had 7. 2 points for Jake Hamburger and 1 for Carson Bloom. For the Chargers of Briar Cliff, they got 19 points today from Brian Forbes, 12 from Zach Otting, 10 points for Austin Leffler. The other scorers, Ricky Williams, he had 8 points. Shane Graves had 8. 5 points for Ricky Torres, 2 points for Clay Harold, and 2 for Cale Whitefell. So Hastings College wins it here today, 72-66 over the Chargers of Briar Cliff. Hastings now 17-5 in the season, 11-2 in the conference. They will play the Dort Defenders next Saturday. Briar Cliff drops to 14 wins and 9 losses. They are now 7-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College wins it again. Final score of 72-66. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, so a doubleheader sweep for Hastings College here today. The women winning the first ball game 76-72. The guys taking the nightcap by a score of 72-66. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. For the Hastings College women today, Cammie Breckman finishes with 21 points and 3 rebounds. Jamie Van Kirk had 16 points and 5 rebounds. Laurel Zwiener just misses a double-double today, 13 points and 9 rebounds for the Broncos. For the Hastings College men's basketball team, 18 points and 2 rebounds for Brady Lohman, 15 points and 6 rebounds for Zach Lena, 10 points and 3 rebounds for Tobin Reinwald, 10 points and 5 rebounds for Brent Wells. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game today for Hastings College, for the women, Cammie Breckman leads the way in scoring today for the Broncos, 21 points. 8 out of 16 from the field, 2 out of 7 from three-point territory, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, has 3 rebounds, 21 points, 1 assist, 1 block, and 2 steals as the Hastings College women knock off Briarcliff today 76-72. And for the Hastings College guys, Tobin Reinwald, who hits 4 free throws in the final 16 seconds today as Hastings College survives over Briarcliff 72-66. Reinwald, 3 out of 9 from the field today, 0 out of 2 on three-pointers, 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line, 3 rebounds, 10 points, 2 assists, as he plays 35 minutes today for head coach Bill Gabers. So Tobin Reinwald and also Cammie Breckman are players of the game today. Hastings College with a sweep over Briarcliff. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here in Sioux City. Hastings College wins it here today over the Chargers of Briarcliff. Final score is 72-66. Hastings head coach Bill Gabers will join us on the post-game show. And Coach, You know how to keep the fans in the seats here. You took it right down to the wire today. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Mike. You know, we got a nice lead there. And you know, Briarcliff, there's a reason. I think you told me, sixth in the nation in scoring, averaging about 85 points a game. If you don't get to their shooters, they're going to make you pay. And when they went on that run, we didn't do a good job getting to their shooters. Fortunately, we were able to make plays down the stretch, particularly knocking down free throws to finish the game.
Talk about the beginning of the second half. You guys are trailing by 2 points at halftime. Come out in the second half, and you outscore them 26-7 in the first 12 minutes of the second half.
I thought we got a little more efficient with our offense. Early in the game, we just didn't appear to move well, didn't have great intensity on our cuts. We weren't extremely active with our feet. And so at halftime, we just talked about we need activity, whether it's cutting on offense or helping on defense or ball pressuring on defense. And I thought coming out of the locker room, we did a much better job of that. You know, we only took 8 3-point shots. So we were about 24-49 from two, so we did a good job attacking the basket, getting the ball inside, and putting pressure on their defense.
Just like you became stagnant in offense. It didn't do a whole lot there in the final 5 or 6 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, we really didn't. You're right. We just did not have a good cutting and movement. We were doing a lot of ball watching. We weren't reading our man, things like that. But, you know, we were able to get it done. We had a lot of different guys contribute. You know, I mean, obviously you see on the game floor, I mean, Brandon Krause, again, 12 rebounds. I mean, that's just really good. Did a nice job scoring, hit a big three to get us, push us ahead. Brady down the stretch wants the ball, knocks down free throws. It just makes big plays. Tobin, of course, with the 4 free throws at the end of the ball game. And we had a lot of contributions from other guys. And I'll shout out again, you know, Coach Rader, Coach Baugh, work with the Gray team in practice, and they run the other team's offense. We get a great look all the time, so we're ready defensively for what the other team does. And guys like Alex Thayer, Nate Maloli, Chuck Ferguson, Andrew Pryor, all those guys, Matt Nelson, John DeWard, all those guys are instrumental in preparing us for the game, and we really appreciate what those guys do.
When Briarcliff made the run in the second half, just a simple case, we were losing the shooters out there?
I think, you know, yeah, we weren't. I don't think we were getting to the shot. It's a team that you have to close to the shot. I mean, Briar's very similar to Morningside. They shoot the ball incredibly well, and you have to get there early. You know, we'll take a look at the film, but you know, give them credit. You know, they still got to make them in clutch situations, and boy, did they ever.
So down the stretch, you put the ball in your playmaker's hands, Brady Lohman, Tobin Reinwald, and that's what you expect out of those guys.
Well, that you know, you're not very smart if you don't put the ball in those guys' hands because they make plays, they're used to taking big shots, and they're good free throw shooters. So, you know, we could have done a little better job. We had a couple turnovers there, and we were up 12 against the press that led to quick points, and we had to do a better job securing it. We did a good job most of the game. You know, 10 turnovers, and they were picking up full court and doing things. But we got to take care of the ball. We got to be tight with our game down the stretch.
You talked about Brandon Krause already, but I'll tell you what a savior this guy has been. He has come on the last, two or three weeks and has really provided the spark you guys wanted.
You know, Brandon's just been outstanding. He's had a great attitude all year. He started out, we talked. He's got great athletic ability, and he's got great passion and desire to be good. We talked a lot about concentration, focus, and commitment. He's played JV a lot at the beginning of the year, did not get off the bench, but really earned his position by his work through practice and his performances in JV games. So we gave him a look. Akeem's had some injury issues. Akeem's leg is still, you know, I mean, I think he looked good in practice Thursday, Friday, but I'm sure he's not 100%. So Krause really stepped up when the opportunity presented itself, and we're real happy for him.
Now you've got a full week to get ready for the Dort Defenders and maybe one of the biggest games of the season for us.
Yeah, you know, and it's the most important game of the year, as we always talk, because it's the next game. But certainly, you know, they're at the top of the conference. They're the real deal. Difficult to deal with. They shot 48 free throws and really attacked us well the first time. So we've got to really be alert to things. We've got to be ready to go and take advantage of a great opportunity. We do not compete on Wednesday night, which gives us an opportunity to refine some things and get a little bit of rest moving into Saturday. And then Dort comes to town, and we'll be ready to go. We're looking forward to the challenge.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Bill Gaver is the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning it today 72-66 over Briarcliff, hitting 4 free throws in the final 16 seconds of this ball game from Tobin Reinwald to lock up the win as Hastings improves to 11-2 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight. We'll get you the scoreboard as we have it, as all the scores are now in. As far as the men are concerned, it was Hastings beating Briarcliff today by a score of 72-66. Dort continues to win. They beat Dakota State today in a non-conference game, 98-90. It was Doan over Mount Marty, 78-65. And Northwestern, they beat Nebraska Wesleyan today, 77-64. In women's basketball today, Hastings over Briarcliff, 76-72. Dort over Dakota State, 97-70. It was Doan over Mount Marty in women's play, 71-61. And Northwestern hammers Nebraska Wesleyan today, 103-53. That will wrap things up for us here today from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. Both the Hastings College basketball teams coming up victorious here today as the women picked up a win on the opener, 76-72. The Hastings College men, they hang on. They pick up a 72-66 win over the Chargers of Briarcliff. John Debrin, my producer and engineer, back to the radio station. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.